Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update from the morning after.
Chrissy Bones, NFL News. Not a big shocker. Le'Veon Bell did not sign his Steelers franchise tender by Tuesday's deadline, therefore not eligible to play this season. Bell forgoes his entire season salary, likely to never play another down for the Steelers. Steelers, two options. Let him walk into free agency when the new league year begins in March, or place him under the transition tag February 19th. The tag would allow Bell to negotiate contract offers from other teams, with the Steelers having the right to match any offer Bell signs.
Shout out to Le'Veon Bell for being a stand-up guy, turning down a lot of money to turn down, but apparently he's lived to the point where he doesn't have to, where he's not hurting by not getting that money. And like we always say, Michelle,
health is your wealth.
There you go.
Why you gotta eat Burger King for breakfast.
Le'Veon Bell, though, did this to try to raise the bar and change the salary structure for running backs. And how was he rewarded from his teammates? By being called out.
Crazy, right?
This is why the NFL owners are able to get away with what they're able to get away with, because NFL players are all basically spineless.
Head coach,
for a big bunch of tough guys, you're pretty much a bunch of gutless cowards.
Head coach Mike Tomlin's thoughts, I'm focused on the guys that are here, man, and the guys in the room don't agree with this, but the Jets are plus 300, leading the pack there to land Lev in free
That's
agency.
That's not happening.
Another no-brainer in the NFL on Tuesday.
There's a better chance of that drunk dude being the Jets' next running back than Le'Veon Bell.
Plus 250 for him.
The league decided on Tuesday also to relocate Monday night's Rams-Chiefs game to L.A. after deciding the field conditions after the Shakira concert October 11th in Mexico City at Azteca Stadium. We're not up to standards. The NFL hoping to avoid another disaster like the 2016 Hall of Fame game in Canton, which they canceled. I believe people were already inside buying concessions and souvenirs, and they said, no, we're not going to play it. So it sucks if you booked a flight or a hotel to Mexico.
Yeah, well, I don't think you want to piss off 128,000 Mexicans that paid over $100 to tell them the game's canceled.
And good news there, the Rams providing thousands of comp tickets to first responders and people affected by the recent wildfires.
Oh, that's big of them.
The Rams were at the Rockets-Nuggets game last night. Why weren't they in Los Angeles?
The L.A. Rams were at the...
Jared Goff, Todd Gurley, Aqib Talib, and somebody else was at the Rams, was at the Rockets Nuggets game last night.
In Denver.
Were they in Denver practicing to get ready for the altitude?
I would assume that they were in the altitude and then the flight to Mexico City.
Okay.
But I don't know. We could look up to confirm. I don't know.
They were at the game. It's pictures on the internet. They were at the game.
It makes sense. It's a mile and a half up in Mexico City, I think, down there. It's higher than Denver.
So maybe they were in Denver practicing to get ready for that altitude.
NBA news. Jimmy Butler, of course, makes his 76ers debut tonight in Orlando. Jimmy saying, I'm a great teammate and a great human being, as we just heard. Sixers believe their big three, Embiid, Simmons, and Jimmy, can lead them to an NBA title. Warriors, of course, suspended Draymond Green for one game without pay for conduct detrimental to the team. And KD said, what happened. Klay Thompson's take is it's going to be in the past soon, like a ponytail. Warriors won last night, by the way, over a bad Hawks team, 110-103. KD with 29 and Klay Thompson with 24.
It's interesting to see what Steph Curry has to say when he joins the team.
And great news for the Nets and rising star Caris LeVert. After being wheeled off on a gurney Monday night, he will not need surgery, a subtilar dislocation of his right foot and some moderate ligament damage, but he will resume basketball activities at some point this season. College football playoff rankings remain unchanged for the first time since they started doing them, following their 24-0 shutout of Mississippi State. The unbeaten Crimson Tide keep the top spot, followed by Clemson, Notre Dame, and Michigan. Heading into Week 12, top 10 are Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan, Georgia, Oklahoma, LSU, Washington State, West Virginia, and Ohio State at number 10, even though the coaches poll has Ohio State at number 8. Only three games this weekend pit top 25 teams against one another. Biggest game by far of the week at Yankee Stadium, number 3, Notre Notre Dame versus number 12 Syracuse, number 24 Cincinnati at number 11 UCF, and number 16 Iowa State at number 15
None
Texas.
None of the top four really have a big test this week coming up, but down the road we do got Georgia Tech and Georgia, and obviously we got Michigan and Ohio State in a couple weeks. That's when it gets real interesting.
And finally, a little kicker here from Canada. Canada's in the news. Calgary, Alberta has voted no to hosting the 2026 Winter Olympics.
I'm surprised.
Calgary had hosted the Winter Games in 1988. This leaves only Stockholm and two Italian cities as the only remaining contenders for the 2026 Winter Games. Stockholm's bid is uncertain, though. They've balked at spending taxpayer money on the game, so it looks like the Winter Olympics could be in Italy.
I think the future of the Olympics as we know it will pretty much, it's pretty much coming to an end right now.
Son.
There used to be multiple bid cities, and it used to be a big deal. Oh, you want to get the Olympics, you're getting the Olympics. It's the opposite now. It's political death. No political party or politician wants to be the one to sign the city's name on this.
Well, the problem is the IOC come to your country with a ski mask on.
Yeah, it literally cost you like $8 billion.
We need a new stadium.
The thing is, Calgary already had the Olympics and kind of have some of the infrastructure built. I'm a little bit surprised they said no, but, you know, basically the Olympics will be in Asia for the rest of the world's history.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Morning After continues on a Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's Michelle Serpico's birthday. Michelle's mother is in the building. I think she's throwing back tequila shots right now over at the bar.
Nice. Might be
a little early.
It might be really early. She might not get back on the train.
Is your mother like, does she have a couple shots every now and then?
Yeah, a couple, but she gets really drunk.
Oh, she gets loaded quickly?
Yes.
And it turns out, so your mother's an Eagle fan like you, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, we all are.
Yeah, people wanted, like, they were saying, we should get Michelle's mother's locks of the week, picks of the week.
Oh, yeah. She'd be like Eagle.
Should ask her where she thinks Le'Veon Bell is going to end up. And so we were talking about Ohio State just briefly here. So this is getting real. Ohio State players are actually stepping up right now and denying the allegations.
Of course they are. They're on campus.
So yesterday, LeBron Grimes, the father of Florida wide receiver Trayvon Grimes, claims that his son transferred from Ohio State to Florida because former receiver coach Zach Smith called him an N-word during a practice. Not just the N-word, but the bitch-ass N-word.
Yeah. That's fighting words right there.
B-A-N.
Yes, yeah, fighting
However,
words right
current
there.
Buckeye receivers Johnny Dixon, Austin Mack, and Paris Campbell say they saw the exchange between Smith and Trayvon Grimes and dispute the claim that anything racial was said. According to Tate Martell, who says he remains best friends with Grimes, not a single player or staff member would ever allow this to have happened. Johnny Dixon said, I witnessed the whole altercation and this didn't happen. You think a group of African-American young men would just sit there and let something like this happen? Say what you will, but this isn't true.
Yeah, no, they would let it happen.
Austin Mack says, wow, so you really think a room full of black athletes would still be a part of a university yep. use racial slurs yep. that were used to degrade another
Absolutely,
black man?
Absolutely, 100%.
Every one of us wideouts were right there. We saw the whole thing.
No, they would let him do it.
At Brett McMurphy, you continue to lie every day.
The Ohio State, son, when you get into Columbus, Ohio,
look,
it must
Mack
be
says,
something in the
We all
air.
Know why Trayvon left OSU, and that's what he made it seem like. And all honesty, OSU was probably just too tough for the kid. You see what I'm saying? So what? He's too much of a wuss. They basically, here's the blaming. No, he's a chump. He wasn't tough enough to play here, but he's tough enough to play for the Florida Gators in the SEC.
There you go.
Maybe he just didn't like being called an N-word. Not that he's a chump. Like you said, Corey, like they'll stick together, the players,
yeah.
on this.
Yeah, they will.
They don't want their legacy tarnished. Morning After continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
At only 2 years old, Owen was diagnosed with aplastic anemia and urgently needed a bone marrow transplant to survive. Fortunately, an anonymous donor stepped up, and today Owen is a happy, healthy 5-year-old. Unfortunately, there are many other patients who still need a bone marrow transplant. 60% of them won't be lucky enough to get a second chance at life. You can change that. Join DKMS in the fight to delete blood cancer today. Register at DKMS.org.
Welcome back to The Morning After on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Morenci. The week is flying by into Wednesday.
Hey, listen to this. Ben Roethlisberger. The thing about it is he is not here, so we don't talk about him on Le'Veon Bell, of course. I texted him yesterday before the deadline. Texting him, I was hoping he was going to show up, and he did not. I wish him nothing but the best. No response from Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell is leaving the Pittsburgh Steelers on red, like one by one, son. Like, they text him. He never texts him back. You know what I'm saying? It's he don't care about this at all, son.
Ben Roethlisberger should have shut up about 2 months ago instead of talking about Le'Veon Bell's situation.
That's true, too.
These guys, basically, you know, I know there's going to be a context that the Pittsburgh Steeler players were let down by Le'Veon Bell, that he let the team down by not being there. There is no team. Bo Schembechler said it best in his famous the team speech, in which it was before they played Ohio State, and it was for the Big Ten title. And it's one of the most, the greatest, you know, it's one of the greatest pregame speeches ever. And he said, this is the last time you'll play for a team. He said, you'll play for a contract, you'll play for this, you'll play for that. He goes, you'll never play for a team again. It's the last time you'll play for a team. NFL franchises are not teams. They're not families.
They're collections.
They are businesses.
Yep.
I tell people the same thing. You'll hear this in this industry a lot, too. We're a family.
Oh,
it's
my God.
It's a family.
Oh, son, everything is
no
family.
No one's a family.
Everything is family.
The only person that's a family is someone you're a blood relative with. It's a business.
A family.
You work for people. You don't work with them. Nobody works with anybody. Everything is a freaking business. Le'Veon Bell, you're a member of the Steeler family. Did Le'Veon Bell have the keys to the stadium?
Exactly.
Did Le'Veon Bell have keys to the bank account?
If Le'Veon Bell was such a member of the family,
give
him the money he wanted.
Yeah. You're part of the family.
That's how family is.
You're a poor part of the family.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, you're part of the family until you want something.
Yeah.
Then it's like, what's going on here?
No, but you're a part of the family in pro sports or in any business. In any business, you're a part of the family until you're not.
Exactly.
Until they don't want you to be there anymore. Players get treated unfairly on a daily basis in professional sports, yet it is within the guidelines of the CBAs and the contracts that are agreed. Le'Veon Bell didn't screw the Pittsburgh Steelers. Le'Veon Bell was looking out for his own best interest. Now, was it his best interest? We don't know. You know what I mean? Did Le'Veon Bell screw up here? I don't know. Time will tell. We'll see where he ends up, how much money he gets. But Le'Veon Bell clearly did not want to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, the problem is with this, and we've talked about this in the past, and I saw you guys in a chat even. We had Rashad McCants on earlier. Oh, Rashad McCants is an idiot. He's just bitter because he's not in the NBA. He's not good enough for this. So do you think because Rashad McCants doesn't play in the NBA right now that everything that he says is a lie? That, you know, he doesn't know anything about anything, but he's not in the NBA. It's once again, it's the victim shaming, so to speak.
Yep.
It's Trayvon Grimes and his father. They're just lying. They've got an axe to grind. Everyone just got an axe to grind. And, you know, they look to discredit everybody all the time. And Le'Veon Bell's a classic example of this. You hear people say, oh, you know what? It's not right. I work at a factory and I only make $12 an hour.
They go be a running back.
Well, you know what? Le'Veon Bell's more talented than you. I'm not being a jerk in saying this. He's more talented than I am. Le'Veon Bell has something that people want. It's like Michelle. She has something that people want. Like she's a, you know what I mean?
She got that cake.
She's got talent.
Yeah.
You know, Can we get a camera shot? She's got talent.
Oh, that cake.
Not that cake. Not the one behind you, but that cake, cake in front of you.
The cake in front of me.
The cake in front
not
of
the
you.
Pie, the cake.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, and speaking of.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Michelle is being, people
put
all
it
have
like
a
this.
Skill.
If it's Le'Veon like if you, Bell, if Michelle texts Le'Veon Bell, he would reply.
Yes.
He don't reply to no Steelers,
oh, yeah.
But he would reply to Michelle.
I guarantee you.
Because that's a part of Le'Veon. That's because Le'Veon Bell is doing what Le'Veon Bell wants to do. And what he wants to do
happens,
has
what,
nothing
what
to do
the
with
average,
the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What's the average person in Pittsburgh right now saying in the back of a cab, in a bar, in a truck?
They're saying
Le'Veon Bell is a spoiled bitch.
Yep.
He's a diva. And screw him. Oh, he let his teammates down. Did Ben Roethlisberger let his teammate down when he went to the bathroom stall?
Nope.
Was he worried about his teammates then? Was he thinking about his team? Was he escorting Stormy out of Trump's hotel room?
Nope.
Like, shut up, Ben.
Yeah,
you're a sleazeball, bro. And you're up. You know, I wish him the best. Yeah, you wish him the best.
He's got his money. He's got his money.
And all you fat-ass offensive linemen, you should have had your teammates back. If you have your teammates back, maybe you'd say, you know what?
It trickles down.
I got to get these guys back, man. These guys are good guys. They're battling. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to come back in week 8. Instead, right away, you all took management's side. Imagine like you're at work watching right now. You have a problem with a company that is underpaying you and you're a great employee. And you tell. You all right, Corey?
Yeah, I'm good.
You tell people about it and then everyone rips you publicly and says, oh, you know what? He wants too much.
He's a malcontent.
Like basically, though, this is why the NFLPA gets away with what they do because the players don't stick together. Look, you have a player that wanted more money. And what happens? His own teammates basically called him out for it.
Football players are
trained. They all said, oh, this is our family. We're a team. He's letting us down and all this crap. You're not a family. You're not a team. It's a business.
There you go, because if it was a family, it starts on the college level. Oh, he didn't say that. The coach didn't do that. The coach would never say that. You think we would sit here? In football, they start training them about that family. Team first. Early. Dude. But not all of it is
fake. It's a bunch of cult
That's
crap.
It's all fake.
It's a bunch of cult crap. It's garbage. College coaches teaching kids about loyalty, and then they split, and they go to other schools. It's all hypocrisy. It's all hypocrisy. You know, people, and then somehow, like, the players, this is why there's lockouts, and the owners will always win. And I've said this before. There's a racial element to this as well. You'll notice people just get a little angrier, man, when there's a brother holding out, bro.
You can't take it with you, Le'Veon.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the other one that you hear all the time, it's a privilege to play in the NFL. It's not a right. This isn't the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Le'Veon Bell didn't, like, write a letter. I'd like to play in the NFL.
No,
Hey, it's a privilege. I'd like to play in the NFL.
Yeah.
Right now, guys, I want to play in the NFL. Well, you know what? I can't.
Because it's not a privilege.
Because I'm not good enough.
You didn't earn it.
And so, you know what? It's not like God is some privilege. Oh, we're a special privilege. You're playing in the NFL. You're playing in the NFL because you're more talented than other people.
And you'll be 55 years old.
And when you're not as talented, they'll tell your ass that you're not in the NFL anymore.
And it's not a privilege anymore.
No, it's a privilege. It's not a right. It's a job.
Exactly.
So it's a job.
At the end of the day, really? You can't take it with you, Le'Veon.
You can't take it with you, Le'Veon.
You know what? You know what I would tell this lady if I was her boss?
What?
And I assume she works at, like, I don't know, Taco Bell.
She probably work at the plant.
Jack in the Box or something. When she wants right. more money, her boss should tell her, listen, honey, you can't take it with you.
You can't take it with you.
At the end of the day, really? You can't take it with you, Le'Veon.
You can't take it with you. You can't take it with you, Sheila.
No, but it's amazing. Like, it's the players are always the guilty ones in this. But, you know, whatever. And I don't sympathize. Another thing is, too, I don't sympathize with the NFL players. You're very stupid people. And you're no, and I don't mean this. I don't mean it demeaningly.
Yeah,
but I mean in the sense that
they have the power, but they refuse to take it.
You don't stick together. The NFL owners know you're not going to stick together. You have a horrible union head, and everybody you just don't care enough. Evidently, like you know, like Jerry Jones, man, this guy's making money on the parking, the concessions, and every little angle they think of. You guys are unprepared. Like, the NFLPA is so bad that when there was a lawsuit settlement, when the judge said, all right, yeah, you guys, we got to give the old players money here. The NFLPA's lawyers agreed to the settlement of, like, $800 million. The judge actually had to say, you know what? It's not enough. Like, what's the point? Like, make it, like, $1.4 billion because $800 million is not even to cover anything. When was the last time you ever seen lawyers ask for less than what the judge was willing to pay? Enjoy the NFL while you can right now, because it'll be real chaos in a year or two. And you notice, like, players, you know, we'll hit this on the other side some more here.
If
You're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day? The Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day, right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
The Morning After continues on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're fired up here this morning. A lot of fun. We'll give you some picks for tonight's games before we're done. I don't know if you guys have seen, I see the NFL is doing something with Fortnite right now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what Fortnite is. I know it's a video game.
It's like a game where people shoot each other.
Yeah, they got the thing where you can, like, I guess they got, like, the football players or their jerseys or something like
that. Yeah, you can wear the players' jerseys.
So the NFL is approving you shooting people in NFL jerseys now?
Yes.
You can't take it with you, Le'Veon.
You can't take it.
But we can make it off of Fortnite.
You know what I love, too? It's like the Laura Ingraham, like, shut up and dribble, LeBron, and shut up in this.
Yeah.
And, like, people love that. It would just be great. Like, you just tell someone, shut up and make my fries. Shut up.
Shut up and host the show.
Shut up and give me my dry cleaning, all right? All right, so I wanted to bring this up, actually. And it's kind of an awkward and sensitive. Let me slide this over here to you here, Michelle.
Yeah.
So you can read this. So I'll make you be the bad guy.
So this is Patrick Mahomes'
girlfriend. I'll be the bad person on this. I'm used to it.
Okay. You just showed me this.
So basically, over the weekend, Patrick Mahomes, we talked about this. So Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend, her stepfather, was at the football game over the weekend.
Right.
He passed away at the game.
Yeah.
He collapsed. He had a heart attack. He died.
Yes. And then his girlfriend posted a picture. She posted, like, when you can post, like, a couple pictures.
She's
smiling
in the picture. Mahomes' girlfriend or the Pops' girlfriend?
Okay, so read what she says. Like,
and she's smiling in the picture, like how I would take a picture at a game. Like,
yes. Can we get the shot here? Like,
yeah, as first picture.
So, yeah, she's sort of beaming. She's like, this is before the game. So it's before the game. She's kind of smiling. But the thing is, she posted this picture after the game. So, like, read what she says with the exclamation points. Now, an Instagram girl, so
tell me. Today is a day I will never forget. Directly after this picture, I sprinted to the front entrance to see my stepdad passed out. He did not come back from this, and he was called to heaven today. I know 100% he is so happy up there with his kids looking down on us and cheering loud that his Chiefs won today. Thank you, everyone, for the prayers and sweet texts. We will miss you, Paul, so, so, so much. I will take care of mom for you. Okay. And this is the thing. This is with
there's
like
a lot
people
of exclamation points
and
stuff
media.
In here.
This is where social media gets weird. I guess because to her defense a little bit, I guess the reason she's smiling is because she said, I know you're up in heaven. She's trying to look at it as like you're in heaven, happy, looking down, cheering on. You know, some people try to look at death as a happy thing.
But why? Now, let me
how about
it?
You wait a half hour? After the man dies.
Let me read it the way she said it.
Yeah.
Today is a day I'll never forget. Exclamation point. Today is a day I'll never forget. Exclamation point is had a great time at the football game today. And I know he's happy because the Chiefs won. He's dead. Like, I don't know what this thing with sports is. I love sports, but you think the guy's happy that he just died and oh, the Chiefs won? Of course they were going to win. They were 17-point favorites.
Yeah.
They're 17-point favorites. Of course, oh, he's happy they won. They didn't even cover.
he might have had something on it, Gabe.
No, listen, I'm not making light of it. I don't like talking about people mourning.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. But it's whacked out. And then she posted a picture from the hospital after.
Yeah.
In the room wearing a Chief jersey.
Can you wait till a human being is cold?
Corey, look at the picture, bro.
Babe, they can't even wait till the body is cold before they put it on social media,
and
son.
That's
dude,
the
body
the
was
problem.
Still at the hospital. She's tweeting on Instagram, or at least the Chiefs won. Go Chiefs. And then it leads me into Patrick Mahomes tweeting last night about playing Fortnite.
Yeah. He wasn't bother him at all.
Like, you guys are you guys have less heart than like Mike Francesa.
that's the problem with this social media. When people pass away today, it's just lay off. Don't write it unless it's like maybe a couple.
Because I feel bad talking about this because I'm not judging anybody.
I'm
but
not judging anyone weird, but this is where it gets weird on social media. With
I'm just stating
away.
That I saw this on Sunday actually.
Yeah,
and I thought it was strange. And I was like, why is there exclamation point? And I just thought she's a dumb kid that doesn't understand that exclamation points mean excitement.
Yeah.
Today's the day I'll never forget. Like, your stepfather just, like, I don't understand, like, so.
It's not funny, but yeah, it's like.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but like, I know. I'm like,
no, you understand what I mean? It's
yeah,
a strange,
no, it's
a strange social media
it's very
post.
Very strange.
And
yeah.
I didn't want to say anything about it. So I saved it and I set it on my evil late night podcast that no one pays attention to. Yet. Then this morning, I see this Mahomes stuff and tell us some Mahomes. He goes, pretty strange to get killed in Fortnite wearing my own jersey or something.
Yeah, well, he goes, so he plays Fortnite a lot.
Like,
so
I don't know, dude. Like, what are you guys doing? This is 48 hours ago.
Right, he played someone who was wearing his jersey that beat him, and he tweeted, yesterday I played Fortnite for the first time in a while, and someone killed me with my jersey on. I don't know how I feel about it, ..
How about, like, you're playing Fortnite, son? Like,
I don't know, man. The whole story, just the whole thing's just
they
weird.
Don't
to me.
They don't give two. Let me tell you something. They didn't get. They don't give.
So what do you say? I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry about the stepfather.
About
I'm in the middle of a Fortnite game.
Yeah, sorry
game
about
here.
The stepdad.
Some Marvel comics. Oh, who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? I don't care.
I love it, son. Yeah. Yo, what are we doing?
Today's a day I'll never forget. Like, that, I don't know. Like, honestly, my issue with this was her use of the exclamation point. That's the thing. She said, today's a day I'll never forget. But you can say that, .. Yet there's a picture of her smiling.
Like, at the game.
Like you said, looking like, hey, look at me. I'm at the game.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, maybe it's a weird, weird world. And then we got him. Mahomes talking about Fortnite. I got to tell you guys something. This is how naive I am and how my little brain thinks. Earlier in the week, I thought, well, what's more of a distraction? Jared Goff's house burning down or Mahomes' girlfriend's stepfather dying? Now that I see that Mahomes is playing Fortnite,
they don't even care.
I see that he's not quite as stressed as I thought he was.
He doesn't even care, son. It didn't. The thing about it is maybe say, okay, that's old girl stepdad, whatever. Feel sorry for moms, whatever. But she's just like, yeah, exactly. She like the Lions.
I got a feeling she can be at the game on in L.A. on Monday. Go Chiefs.
She's like the Lions with Matt Patricia, son. You're not my real dad. So she really don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, she don't care at all. That's very, that listen.
Are we going to hell for talking about this? Like, am I somehow a bad guy for calling?
We just keeping it 100.
I'm not questioning her upsetness.
Yeah.
I'm questioning her use of explanation points.
Everybody mourns differently. Let's put it like that.
Yeah, everyone mourns differently. I don't know. Again, remember we talked about this once, like the whole social media thing and death. Like, I just.
No, you're right. It's
weird. Like, just, I don't think it should be on social media.
You shouldn't.
There are certain
like
things you don't post on your social media.
You shouldn't break a death in your family. Should not be broken on social media.
No.
And so, like, someone's saying in the chat, too, like, why does she stay at the game? Like, the whole thing's just, I don't know, it's a strange story. Our condolences are going to move on now. But for me, Mahomes playing Fortnite and talking about getting murdered playing Fortnite was the last straw.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was like, you guys, you're just
weird.
You thought
he would be in mourning, but he's not in mourning. He's
dude,
chilling.
I was thinking, oh, this is going to be a distraction. He's going to be going to funerals.
Didn't care.
Imagine, like, consoling. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. And yeah, I got to play the Rams on Monday. No. But I got my girlfriend here. I got to worry about this. No, man. Bro's playing Fortnite.
Playing Fortnite, chilling.
Like, playing Fortnite.
I was on FaceTime with his girlfriend.
With whose girlfriend?
Mahomes.
You're on. Oh, really? What'd she say to you?
Yeah, she was like, I tried to get in touch with him, but he's playing Fortnite. I said, I'll console you, baby.
Oh, see, you move in on, you're on FaceTime moving in on NFL players' girls now?
Well, listen, he didn't want to spend no time with her, so you know what I'm saying? He was busy playing Fortnite. I was like, what's your baby? Hey.
There's some ladies actually hanging in the hallway right now. They're
older ladies, though.
Yeah, they're taking a look in. But I always love, like, Corey really does get some weird looks sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, this lady's looking at you like you owe her money or something. Like
that lady with the short hair, right?
Yeah, she was dug in. Yeah, Puerto Rican chick there.
I don't know. She's a cougar. So I don't know what
she was actually all right.
I don't know what she's looking over here for. Yeah, exactly.
She's all right, but I was thinking, I don't know. Corey's got like a former flame in the house or something.
Not that old.
You ever anybody ever come in here like and attack you yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. former exes?
Not yet. Only a couple people know where this place is at.
Yeah, see, unlike Michelle, you don't give the address.
Yeah, exactly. Engel was bad at that.
The address.
Engel used to get addresses.
Last names.
Yeah.
Engel would give the address of this place all the time. But then one week,
some dude
came and sat in here one week. He came in here and sat on the floor. We were doing a show. Son opened up the door and sat on the floor. And I was like, what the hell was going on? Someone's like, oh, I got the address from Engel. And I was like, are you going to get on air? You want to say something? He's like, no, I just want to chill.
You know, my first ever radio show, literally, first ever show was January 6, 2002. Doing a radio show. And my first ever caller said, welcome to CFMB, F-Face. So I got told off the first call. So for the record, when I started my radio career, I was just going to be like a normal guy.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, everybody. Let's talk about the Miami Dolphin game.
Yeah, this is Gabriel Morenci. I'm here with the WTRZ.
You know, but it was...
How about the Bills?
Yeah, but it was going to be like about betting.
Yeah.
So I was going to give picks and whatever. But yeah. I didn't come out like, I'm going to F and smash you in the face.
Yeah, that's the
new
But
after like four or five prank calls that I got on my first ever show,
yeah,
I finally snapped. And I told the guy, I said, listen, the address of the radio station is 1400 Clark Street.
Yeah.
I said, I'll be outside at 1205 and I'm going to smash your face in. And so I started threatening the callers. And the show
exploded.
It was one after another. I was like, and why don't you come down here and I'll smash your face with a brick?
Yeah.
So it was one by one. And I was like, oh, yeah, I was getting into it after. I was like, yeah, it's
pretty
good.
Easy.
So the next day I got a call from the new manager, you know, boss. And I'm like, he goes, hey, listen, you're a real natural at this. Great first show. One of the best first shows I've ever heard. But he goes, please, next time, refrain from giving the address at a radio station. Someone broke our window before.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't give the address. We're broadcasting from parts unknown. Studio 34 in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
Up next on the great Fantasy Sports Radio Network. 12 p.m. Fantasy BFFs with Greg Sussman and Frank Stanfill.
Hey, hey,
1 p.m. Hey, Fantasy Football hey, Frenzy with hey, Corey Parson, hey, Chris Ventura, and Jim Day.
You can catch
both of those shows on YouTube Live as well. 2 p.m. replay of Roto Experts in the Morning Show with Dane Martinez and Scott Angle. 3 p.m. replay of the Fantasy Sports Today Morning Show with Mike Blewett and Dane Martinez. 4 p.m. Game Time Decisions with Gabriel Morenci and
Great
Cam
show.
Stewart. 6 p.m. The Game Time Decision Show with Gabriel again and Cam Zim. Cam transitions to Lineup Block Live.
Yeah, we talk DFS at 6 o'clock.
What do you talk?
So the first 2 hours, it's just sort of us, you know, talking about whatever. And then at 6 o'clock, we jump in. We talk DraftKings, FanDuel, DFS Sports.
Okay. 7 p.m.
Fantasy Sports, Michelle.
With the little birdie. The little cute birdie?
No, not the
little cute birdie.
The bird-chested Adam Ronis.
Oh, the bird-chested Adam Ronis.
Yeah. Adam Ronis.
Adam Ronis.
The bird-chested Adam Ronis.
All time our Eastern Standard Time.
What kind of bird?
You can listen to the programming. Yeah, what kind of bird?
He's a pigeon.
Pigeon. Yeah, those aren't cute birds.
Pigeons are tough, man.
Pigeons are tough and they
pigeons
poop
don't
everywhere.
You don't want no smoke with
and
a pigeon.
And they're dirty.
Yeah, pigeons.
Is he dirty?
They're the rats of the air.
Is he dirty?
No, he's not dirty. That's the homie. I just like to make fun of him.
Oh. You can listen to all the programming totally free on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and website or on iHeartRadio or TuneIn. They have free apps and websites as well.
All right. So we're going to move on from this, but I found the picture, Michelle.
Yeah, it's
like,
really
who does
weird.
Corey?
I'm
who
sorry,
does this?
Weird.
Corey, who does this?
That's wild, son.
There's exclamation points. There's smiling pictures. Who takes pictures from the hospital room?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Not to bring up like a sad subject, but yesterday my this girl that I went to high school with, her boyfriend committed suicide.
That's terrible.
And she didn't post it at all on her social media. And I'm like, see, exactly, that's what.
Well, no, if you're depressed about something.
That's,
you know,
what I mean. But that's like, it's the same thing. I mean, well, it's an even worse situation.
I'm not judging.
In,
like I said.
I'm
like,
not judging either, but I guess
like when my mother passed away, it was actually a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about, like,
social
media,
right?
No, it was like basically about three days later, 4 days, I was like, well, I better tell. I've been offline for a few days. I better say something to somebody, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like right after. All right, let me get a exclamation point and shot with the nurse here.
Let me get a selfie in front of the casket.
Yeah.
This is the, but you know what? You know, this is, look, this is the society we live in. I guess this is the era now.
Yeah.
That we're in, like, people.
Let a person rest easily before you.
Like, I'm looking at comments on YouTube. There's a YouTube picture, and like, most of it's like super sad. My thoughts with your family, my love and prayers.
Oh my God.
One guy here, Georgia Bulldog fan, says, I'm kind of curious. Your stepfather died at the stadium, and she's smiling, sending out message with exclamation points. Tweeting about something incredibly private like this in the fashion she did just seems very odd to me.
That's Joe Lisi?
Joe Lisi, dude. Joe Lisi would look at this picture and go, Gabe, she's got a pretty nice ass. Michelle Serpico.
Joe, please.
The Warriors head coach famously suffered a black eye after ending up on the wrong end of a punch from MJ during his days as a player with the Chicago Bulls. This, of course, all came after the Draymond Green and Kevin Durant altercation. But what Kerr had to say was, when you play at a really high level and you're competitive, things happen. Every team I've been on, things have happened. By the way, I kicked MJ's butt.
Yeah, it's cool. I saw that. It'd have been great. It'd have been good to have the audio with that clip right there, because everybody in the press conference started laughing. Obviously, the Michael Jordan and Steve Kerr, back in the day when they were teammates, they got into a scuffle. Jordan ended up punching Steve Kerr. I think Steve Kerr did fight back, though. He wasn't scared of MJ. But whenever whenever they ask Steve Kerr who's the greatest player of all time, he says LeBron James.
He does?
Yep.
You guys know like what Steve Kerr's been through in his life?
He got into a fight with him. That's why.
Yeah, that's why. Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you aware, Michelle, what Steve Kerr's been through with his life and stuff, that his father was a diplomat who was murdered?
No, I
didn't know that. I've read... I know a little bit of Steve Kerr's story.
Dude, the guy's been through like hell. Hours after finding out his father had been shot twice in the head and killed on the other side of the world, Steve Kerr sat on the bed in his dorm room at the University of Arizona and received teammates who came to offer condolences.
Yeah, they didn't go on social media, did he?
Level and you're competitive, things happen. Every team that I've ever
Kerr's had quite a crazy life, man.
By the way, I kicked MJ's ass.
There you go.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Boston Celtics small forward Gordon Hayward said Tuesday he's willing to come off the bench after struggling during the early stages of the 2018 to 2019 NBA season in his return from a severe leg injury. Hayward said, for me, I'm happy to be on the court, number one, more than anything, and number two, whatever I can do to help us win. I said it before the season, it's whatever to me. We have to figure something out because for whatever reason, we're not playing our best basketball right now.
Well, it's a long season, first and foremost. But when you, like, I understand, they played a season without Hayward. So now you try to immediately throw him right into the lineup and make him a big part of this team. They have to get that chemistry with him in the roster down. They haven't even played 15 games.
You know, Corey,
yet.
As much as I dislike the Boston Celtics, as you stated, man, you've got all these players. It took the big three in Miami 2 months.
Exactly.
And there was only three of them.
Yep.
And it took these guys like two and a half, 3 months. Remember Durant went to Golden State? It was awkward at first.
Yep.
They were like, ooh, Curry didn't get the shot. Durant's out of place. He doesn't know where to be defensively.
What are you going
to
do with Iguodala?
And then what happened now? You know what I mean? Guys, basketball, it really does take a, you know, wait till Christmas time. Steven start to tweak this. But we talked about this. I think there's too many people on the Boston team. And as Corey mentioned, last year was a unique situation where all the injuries – it thrusted the responsibility onto Tatum and onto Brown. Brown, second year, Tatum, rookie. They liked it. They played well. And there's already, you can already see Tatum sort of with that, this sucks.
Yeah.
Last year I was getting all these shots. They're already saying Tatum doesn't pass enough when he gets the ball because he's thinking, I better shoot because I ain't going to get it again.
Well, one thing about Tatum.
Gordon Hayward's a cool dude, though, that'll come off the bench because he's overrated. He's not a superstar. You know, he's getting paid. Oh, We'll see. We'll see if the genius Brad Stevens can put this together.
And Brad Stevens is a genius, but what I will say...
genius is a little strong word.
Ask Brett Brown. What I will say is about Tatum. And if you watch Tatum's game, Tatum is one of the... He's real easy to coach. He does... Tatum plays like how the coach tell you to play. Two dribbles, crossover, go to the lane, left hand.
Oh, he's a stud.
He is by the book ball player.
His development is a little bit skewed now.
Because you got these big time
Kyrie
pieces.
Irving wants the ball.
Exactly.
They brought Kyrie Irving to get the ball, and you know, that's the deal. Michelle, what else do we got?
A West Milford, New Jersey man took the New York Jets blowout loss on Sunday particularly hard, drinking three quarters of a bottle of bourbon, smoking some weed, and being caught with some rolling papers and claiming
he I want to know if he was at the FanDuel Sportsbook before, too.
Huh?
I'm assuming he was probably at the ball.
Maybe. Because, I mean, that's like taking a loss really hard for a team. So I'm sure there's some money on the line. So what happened was...
It was a pretty embarrassing loss for the Jets.
Yeah. He lost to the Bills by 31
points. He rear-ended a woman. And if you read the article, it's kind of scary. Because at first I was like, oh, my God, laughing. What an idiot. But then when you read the article, it was like there was a lady laying on the ground, and it sounds worse. There were injuries. Like I said, nothing was...
Yeah, there were minor injuries.
Minor injuries, but still, bottom line, guys, don't drink and drive.
Yeah, don't drink and drive. And don't go to Jet games.
And don't, when you get pulled over, don't blame it on the Jets that you drank that
much.
No,
I think that's a fair... I don't have a problem with that.
That's
fair. Yeah, I'm not saying don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
But blaming it on... It was clearly the Jets' fault.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised the Jets haven't caused people to, like, kill people yet, to be
honest.
Yeah. I'm sure they actually have. So what else do we have?
Philadelphia Philly manager Gabe Kapler is one of many California residents who lost their home to the raging fires. And while he's happy his family is safe, he wants to raise awareness for those who are less fortunate. Kapler said, keep talking about it. When you're out in your community, talk about it with other people. Use it as a way to come together. Kapler is still in Philadelphia. His family, I'm assuming, is somewhere in California, but they were not in Malibu at the house when the fires happened and burnt down his house. I guess it was his ex-wife and two sons. Yeah.
It's a tough, I don't know why.
These fires are crazy.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something to get these things out. More resources and just, they keep spreading. And like I said, if it wasn't on the West Coast, if this was in another part of America, it would be more of a, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, like there's, towns are being burnt down. Hundreds of people are missing. The death toll is up to over 50 right now. So, yeah, our prayers and our thoughts with everybody in California. We've got something here, too. Like, they're pretty much, now we're getting the context. It's really starting to leak, and I'm sure it's going to piss Kerr off. People are leaking what was really said in the room now.
It's coming out.
Like, for real, it's coming out for real. And it's pretty much exactly as I called it yesterday, man. I knew it. I was in a band, guys, for years, all right? I was in the music business, and I've been in this industry. And I did play hockey before. My grandfather, my uncle played hockey, so... I sort of know how divas and athletes and people are.
Yeah.
And you can sort of know how they're going to think about these things. And it's exactly what we thought here, Corey. Draymond Green told him, who the F are you talking to? And then according to the multiple sources, Green went on to make it clear that he's been a Warrior for years. Mm. He reminded Durant that the Warriors won before he got there. And if Durant wasn't a scrub, he would drop him. Basically, if he was a scrub. He basically said, if you weren't Kevin Durant, I'd F you up right now.
Yeah.
And Green accused Durant of making the season about him, knowing that he's going to leave after the season. Green said, Durant, you were asked before the year how you're going to handle free agency, and you said you're keeping your options open. We know what that means.
But if I'm Kevin Durant, I'm like, what business of that is yours? It's about this game we just played just now.
I know. And Draymond's going to have to understand that every time something happens, it can't be, well, you're leaving at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's
you don't even know if he's leaving.
You know who does something like that? A kid. I don't care.
But he is a big kid.
You're going to leave.
He looks like Shrek. He's a big Shrek.
He's a big kid, son.
He's a big Shrek.
You're right. You see, but that's a child's mentality. Oh, you're going to leave anyway. His feelings are hurt.
It's a deal with Jeff the Skeleton up there.
What up,
Jeff? Yeah, how come he moved?
Yeah, what's up with Jason? Is he walking around on his own? Is he walking around on his own now? What's up, Jeff? What's Jeff say about that? What's up, Jeff? Good to see you, Jeff. Jeff the Skeleton.
He didn't say happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Michelle.
Thank you, Jeff.
Turn up.
Yeah.
I'm about to.
That's what I'm talking about, honey.
Jeff can talk.
Yeah, so this, you know, this Kevin Durant, Draymond Green stuff, something to keep our eye on.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, the NBA is always a lot of fun, this league, right?
Hey, go Jeff. Go Jeff.
Yeah,
so, Corey,
go
give
Jeff.
Corey a skeleton here. He loses control in the corner. So,
this right here is Jeff's knee bone. This is Jeff's ankle bone. This is Jeff's pelvis. Be careful. This is Jeff's vertebrae. Back here, you break that, you get be in big trouble. This is Jeff's elbow. This is Jeff's forearm. This is Jeff's cabeza. There you go.
There's the body breakdown from a Dr. Corey. So Jimmy Butler makes his debut here this evening.
Oh, yeah, my man, JP.
They're laying 6 points at Orlando. They probably cover.
I don't like that.
I don't really want to take it, but Dwayne Casey goes back to Toronto. It's going to be interesting. Casey's a real likable guy. So the Pistons player is going to be balling for him, but he's in a bad spot because the Raptors are coming off a loss and they're in a real bad mood about this. They didn't like losing. A lot of big point spreads tonight. The game that I like, Corey, I'm going to go with the over in the Blazers and the Lakers game.
Okay.
Over 225 points, and I'm going to take the Blazers here.
All right.
The Lakers just beat them a couple of nights ago, right? Like you said, they seem to play every three nights, but I'm going to go with the Blazers and the over. I like the over more. I'm going to go over 225 points. You know what? We'll call our best bet of the night right now. We're going to go with the Buffalo Bulls in football.
I like
plus 2.5 at Ohio. The Buffalo Bulls will improve to 10-1 tonight.
Mavericks are playing real good ball right now. It's starting to come together for them tonight. They get Utah at home. Utah is laying 4.5. Give me the Jazz to win there. I think they'd be their sixth win in a row. Give me the Duke Blue Devils laying 25, lay the big wood with Duke, and give me the under in Villanova and Michigan.
Yeah, what under, over, you said?
The under. Under 139.5.
Wow. Yeah, Michigan, national championship rematch. They're getting 7.5 against Villanova. Ah, tough, tough spot here. I can't bet with my heart.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Draymond Green goes back to the club and says, my bad, it ends. But instead of saying my bad, he defended it. And they were like, no, you're wrong. They asked Durant about it. They said, oh, him and Draymond are going to be okay. He was like, I don't know. He was non-committal to it. So him and Draymond have a problem. Now, another thing is,
he was asked, have you and Draymond spoken since the incident? He just said no. You know, Wojo stating that it got pretty ugly. They're competitive guys. If anything, actually, though, you know, we've seen this with the New England Patriots before when there's controversy.
Yeah.
Remember, like, when Belichick kicked Brady's, like, holistic doctor out of the room?
Yeah, when Brady...
And, oh, there's trouble with the Patriots and Belichick and Brady, and they might leave, and Belichick doesn't get along with Brady's father, and Brady, you know, and all this stuff. They went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, remember Tom Brady had that hand-cut injury that he cut on somebody? Helmet. I think he cut it trying to throw a punch at Josh McDaniels. That's speculation. But the situation in Golden State, when you start to look at the money, you follow the money. Klay and Durant are free agents after this season. They can only sign one.
Yeah, and which one do you think stays? Come on.
They'll keep Klay. They'll try to make something. They'll try to make it right by Durant. They'll put Cousins on a 1-1. They ain't what you do with Draymond, because Draymond is up in 2020. So now you can't have all four of them making this money and then Cousins coming back on the 1-1 again.
Well, that'll eventually be the end of the era.
So who
you
leaves?
You can't keep this thing together.
The way
forever.
It sounds like now, they're Draymond. Willing. Exactly.
Draymond will
they're
be
willing
the one.
To give Klay the max. They'll give Steph the max. And they'll move Draymond. And then they'll do the 1-1 with DeMarcus Cousins.
And Draymond will like it because he'll get overpaid somewhere. He'll get the ultra max.
I think he wants to be there, though. I think Draymond wants to be there.
I think he also wouldn't mind being the man as well and not being yelled
at. Is Draymond good enough to be the man?
No.
Draymond's the one that do all the yelling, Gabe.
No.
They don't come in there yelling at him. He come in there yelling at them.
You got to understand, Draymond Green is an imbalanced person for the most part.
Exactly.
He's a real good competitor, but he's in his own.
He's from Saginaw, Michigan, son. You know how that go. He's out there. He's all the way out there.
He's a Michigan State Spartan. That's all you need to know.
I feel like like he's a loyal dude deep down, and he means well.
Oh yes,
like people like that, like they're crazy. But
yeah, but he's
like,
loyal. He's loyal to Curry.
Friend.
He's loyal to Thompson.
Right.
He's loyal to Kerr.
Okay, but there's
he doesn't
reason.
Have to be loyal to KD.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say there's a reason he's not. So
I think yeah, deep down inside, he knows KD's not one of them.
The organization came out there yesterday and they showed you where with Kevin Durant on this. And if Draymond has to go because of this, then so be it.
Yeah,
they would
suspended.
Rather have Kevin Durant than Draymond
them,
Green.
Them sitting Draymond Green and publicly stating, yeah, yeah, we're not paying him and he's sitting tonight. Yeah, and I'm sure that went real well with Draymond.
I'm sure Draymond's in a bad mood right now.
Drama in the NBA. Hey, it's good.
All the time. This even just started.
The rest of the league is just popping popcorn right now. Hey, good. Hey, look at this.